Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, April 29th. Tesla and Fiat Chrysler are leading a massive EV shift in Europe in radical new market conditions. Fiat Chrysler Automobiles has almost no electric vehicles to speak of, but last year it was reported that Tesla and Fiat Chrysler Auto would pool their sales in Europe in order for Fiat Chrysler to comply with the new regulations and avoid $1 billion in fines. In a report, the International Council on Clean Transportation wrote about the news, saying, quote, "Year-to-date, the 2020 market share of electric vehicles was 7%, more than twice as high as during the same period in 2019. FCA and Tesla was the manufacturer pool with the highest share of electric vehicles, 39%. Tesla is considering cutting the price of the Model 3 in China to regain access to incentives after the price threshold was recently changed. Bloomberg reported, quote, "The Model 3 made at China's Shanghai factory starts at 323,800 yuan, or $45,700, before tax breaks or rebates. The cut would bring the price of the standard version of the sedan below the 300,000 yuan minimum threshold for electric cars to qualify for subsidies." The publication reported that the price cuts might have to wait until Tesla starts using CATL batteries in the made-in-China Model 3 vehicles. The ongoing Model Y teardown from an independent manufacturing expert, Sandy Monroe, is revealing that the new electric SUV is ready to get an air suspension, despite CEO Elon Musk saying that wouldn't happen. Currently, the suspension system is comprised of coils, but the manufacturing expert said this about the Model Y suspension, quote, "I'm going to take a look at this and say, you know what, maybe what we have here is a potential for moving away from a conventional rear suspension and moving towards something like an air or magnetic suspension system." Now, this isn't the only time we've reported on evidence for an air suspension. A new air suspension part for the Model 3 leaked in an update to its parts catalog, and an employee of a Tesla collision center posted an image of the 12-volt electrical architecture of the Model Y, and it showed a system for an air suspension. Jay Leno is about to start the fifth season of his car show, Jay Leno's Garage. In the teaser, we can see the Tesla Cybertruck and even the Tesla Cyberquad, the new electric ATV. Now, perhaps to maintain media dates, the Cybertruck was covered in the teaser with a computer-generated image of a Cybertruck. Now, the ATV was quickly shown dismounting from the bed of the truck, though this time neither of them seemed to be CGI. The new season will debut on CNBC on May 5th at 10 p.m. Eastern. The Tesla Cybertruck Gigafactory is becoming an important target for many communities. And now, Wichita, Kansas, adds itself to the list with a new bid for the electric vehicle factory. This time, they styled their request as a retro TV commercial with kids playing with Cybertruck toys.
You need a centrally located site, and the greater Wichita region has the best. Everything a Cybertruck Gigafactory needs.
The written bid includes hefty incentives, such as low water rates from an adjacent lake, utility savings, training funding, and federal incentives as a tax-preferred opportunity zone. Now, Tesla is expected to announce an official location for the factory soon. The full reveal of the Hummer by GMC has been delayed due to the effects of COVID-19. What was scheduled for May 20th has now been pushed aside for an unknown date. Timing for the GMC Hummer EV launch has not changed. Production of the 1,000-horsepower pickup is scheduled to begin in late 2021. Polestar, a Volvo company, is using the new Polestar 2 EV to showcase the group's latest safety tech. The new features are barriers to prevent intruding front-end parts from entering the cabin during a crash, inner-side airbags fitted to the front seats, a new generation of driver assist technology, including assistance for steering, acceleration, and braking, detection systems for vehicles for front and behind and in the blind spots, as well as pedestrian and cyclists ahead of the car. The headlights are using 84 individually controlled pixel LEDs, and the vehicle features a pleasant pedestrian warning sound. Ford has confirmed that it canceled plans to use the Rivian electric skateboard platform for a Lincoln-badged electric vehicle. Ford communicated on its employee website, quote, "As we move through the development cycle, we determined that it would be better to pivot from the Rivian skateboard platform and focus our development efforts on Lincoln's own fully electric vehicle." SK Innovation, a South Korean battery supplier for Volkswagen and Ford, said on Tuesday that it will spend $727 million to build a second EV battery plant in the United States. Construction is expected to begin in July, with battery production slated to start in 2023. The company is currently building its first factory in Georgia. No word yet on the location of the second plant. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Oxford University in the UK is cutting ties to the fossil fuel industry by divesting its $3 billion endowment from fossil fuel assets. It will also ask its fund managers to demonstrate evidence of net zero emission business plans. At the 11th St. Petersburg Climate Dialogue, which was held virtually this year, many spoke their piece on green energy issues that face the world during this unprecedented time. Among them, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged around 35 governments to, quote, devote economic rescue packages for the coronavirus crisis to businesses that cut greenhouse gas emissions and create green jobs. Now, Guterres was also critical of the U.S. and China, saying, quote, let us not forget that the G20 countries collectively account for more than 80% of global emissions and over 85% of the global economy. All of them must commit to carbon neutrality by 2050. The Paris Climate Agreement was largely made possible by the engagement of the United States and China. And without the contribution of the big emitters, all our efforts risk to be doomed. Nestle of the United Kingdom has made a 15-year power purchase agreement with Danish energy wind company Ørsted. This will give the food and beverage giant a share of the wind farm off the UK's Norfolk coast in the east. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.